Here with men's gymnastics coach Mike Burns. Coach, good to see you, first of all. Secondly, take us through. It's a young season so far. How have the Golden Gophers been doing?
Well, we had a huge improvement from week one to week two. Week one was at the Rocky Mountain Open out in Colorado Springs, and it was a rough start and a rough ending. In between was pretty good, but the bookends were rough. So we had a little conversation with our guys and kind of got them straightened out and had a much improved performance at the Windy City in Chicago this weekend. You know, we drove down on a bus. We got out of town just in time before the big storm hit, and then we ran into it on the road in Wisconsin. You'd think you'd get through it, but no. Anyway, it was a bit of a rough ride. Dave, our bus driver, was a trooper, man. He got us there in perfect shape. And just it was a fun weekend. And going into the last event, it was a really tight race. So it was exciting. You know, we just came up a little short of the team championship, the team title. Michigan won. We were second. Illinois was third. So it was a good battle. And the guys really seemed to look like they're gelling a little bit better now.
And now you've got a big home meet this weekend against Illinois, a team that has won the Big Ten title in recent years, and it's a good rival for you guys, and this will be a fun one Friday.
I'm pretty sure Illinois is going to come in with a little revenge on their mind because they, at the last event of the evening at the Windy City, they had a little bit of a meltdown, and so I'm sure they're having some conversations with their guys the way we did last week with our guys. They'll come in, and they'll be ready for battle, and I think the home court advantage is going to be huge for us. But, you know, you got to raise your hand, you got to do your job, and you got to get your routines hit. So this is going to be a short week because we, you know, today's a day off after our travel day, and then we got two strong days of workout, a light day Thursday to meet some Friday night. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Tell me about how important it is. You mentioned that home court edge, how important it is to get a nice crowd there. And Friday night, what else would you want to do than be out watching men's gymnastics?
I can't imagine anyone would want to do anything else. But, yeah, the home court advantage is huge. You know, it's just it's a comfort zone that you're in. You're kind of marinating the environment of your own place, and it becomes part of your DNA. And then it becomes a defense of your turf. You know, it's a turf war, and Illinois is going to come in with stealing something from us on their mind, and we're just going to have to defend that, and we're just going to have to make sure that does not happen.
Very good. Now, tell me about your team. As we mentioned, it's a young season. There's still a lot to unfold here. Kind of take us through how you think you fit in the mix with the Big Ten, and let's face it, if you are in the run at the Big Ten, you have a chance for some national stuff too.
Absolutely. You know, a Big Ten is just a strong conference, and it's anybody's game, honestly. We have a very young team. We got between our freshman and sophomore class, we have 14 guys out of our 19-man roster. So we have one senior, four juniors, the rest of sophomores and freshmen. But they're good. They're really good, you know. And when these kids come from a club program into a collegiate program, it's quite a bit different. The team atmosphere and the team camaraderie is really a strong energy force that they realize is something they can tap into, and figuring out how to do that is really part of the key of success. And, you know, most kids, because they're from club programs, don't have the school spirit of a high school team type thing. So when they get here, they all of a sudden become ingratiated with what goes on in Gopherland, you know, and it's really fun to watch that process happen, and it happens pretty quick. The first few weeks of class, when we have recruits on campus, we have actually every Friday afternoon, we have one of the freshmen get up on the block and sing the Rouser. So they better learn it quick. You know, all the kids in Minnesota know how to spell Minnesota when they're 18 months old, right? But these kids, they have to learn it once they get here.
Well, that's very good. And then as that moves forward, obviously the hope is, how's the schedule? A good, tough schedule to get you ready for Big Tens and then the region and the national?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're going to see some tough battles out there just within the Big Ten. We instituted last year the Big Ten regular season championship, which we were able to take part in and actually win. I'll show you a ring right here. Check that, baby.
Look at that.
It's big. Anyway, so that was fun. And again, our Big Ten regular season championship meets are going to be tough. Everyone's going to count. This first one this weekend with Illinois. Then we see them all. And every week, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, right? And then it's like, you got to be ready. And that's really going to get us prepared for the Big Ten Championships and the NCAA Championships later down the road. We're going to be hosting the Big Ten Championships April 3rd and 4th at Maturi Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at gophersports.com. And it's going to be a great show. And it's going to be one of the most electric meets in the country, I think. And we get to do it here.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.